meeting members of the opposite sex is hard.
Oh, it's very tough.
Look, all three of us have dealt with the bar scene when we were single.
Yeah.
People who use dating apps hate them. They hate them. And blind dates can be a nightmare.
Yeah.
But there's a new idea that has shown up on the West Side.
Oh, what do they got?
Well, this man is trying something unconventional right on his front lawn.
On his front lawn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We have to start this break with a big thank you to Ryan.
What did Ryan do?
Ryan brought this to our attention in an Instagram DM yesterday. And I'm going to be vague because as much as we are dicks in this room, the last thing we want to do is hurt somebody.
Yeah, no.
Okay. The picture that Ryan sent us, it is a sign on the front lawn of a business in a town on the West Side.
So it's a business?
Yes. Right here in the greater Rochester area. It is a West Side town sign on the front lawn of a business. Mm. And the sign reads, and I quote, owner seeking conservative female friend for friendship.
Okay. All right.
So it's a date wanted sign?
Well, no.
That's a specific type of woman.
He wants a conservative female friend, not a date. He wants a friend.
Right.
He's looking for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For friendship.
But it is a female, specifically.
Yes.
Not like, you didn't just say any friend.
No. Okay. He wants a female friend. And then it says text with his phone number on the sign.
Okay.
And then it says his name underneath.
All right.
And it's just a white sign.
So he's putting his number out there for everybody to see.
It is there. I'm looking at his number. I can pull it up and show you for right now. All right. Man looking for female friendship with a sign.
Or a road sign.
On the front lawn of his
business.
Big
ol' advertisement.
Brilliant idea? Meeting a lady that way? Or a weird thing to do?
You're asking me?
You're the only idiot I'm looking at.
I'm going weird.
Why?
It's not going to work.
No?
No. I think this guy has an idea what's going to show up.
Okay.
And she ain't showing up.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why ain't she showing up?
Because, she ain't going to look like you think she going to look. She ain't going to... This is not going to happen.
Tommy, again, it says friend. She doesn't have to look like anything. Just look
no, but I
friend.
Know what he's got he in his
to
mind.
Get to know ya.
What's he got in his mind?
He's got this tight, Sarah Palin, sexy, out on the town chick night.
Okay.
Like, and that's not who's going to show up.
Okay. Man.
And there's no picture of this guy. It's
Okay. Just his name and his cell phone number.
Like, we know nothing about him.
No, we know that he has a sign.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's just not going to work out for you, bro. Mm.
Okay, no, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it won't work to attract women.
Oh, you'll get women.
You think so?
Some women. Like, I think of a woman that's driving by that goes, I'm going to call that because I need me a conservative man.
Okay. Well, by the way, he doesn't say he's conservative. Maybe he's just looking to argue.
I want to crush it for being a little weird, but I could totally see this being a plot of a rom-com.
Okay, yes, but that doesn't mean it's...
And when I say that, I mean a woman seeing this thinking, oh, how romantic. Like, he's going old school. He's trying to find somebody to meet in person and not on, like, a dating app. And maybe it's, you know, the perfect recipe for two strangers meeting and their soulmates.
She is writing the description in the guide for the Hallmark movie that
she is creating. Telling you, I think there may be some women that look at that and think, that's unique, that's romantic. I want to, you know, meet my soulmate in that way.
But she said it was also in the front of his business.
His business,
which is also kind of weird.
Well, that lets you know he's a business owner.
Okay, all right, he's established.
Actually,
he's got bank.
To be fair, I want to be fair here. Yeah. We're assuming the guy owns this business. We can't be sure. Maybe he let somebody set up a sign
somebody
on his lawn.
Put it out there for him.
Or, this could be an employee, a buddy of his. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't think, to Tommy's point, though, you're going to get what you think. I think you're going to get a lot of people messing with you or looking to scam you.
Yeah, that's my first issue.
Yeah.
If I was a teenage boy in this town,
this
would be a summer of fun.
He's going to get, you know, catfished 1,000 times.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, a guy named Ryan writes us, sent me the picture on Instagram last night, DM. It is in a town on the West Side. It's a sign in front of a business, and on this sign, it says, owner seeking conservative female friend. It does say owner. I'm an idiot. Owner seeking conservative female friend for friendship. It then says text, and then his phone number, and then his name is underneath. And we're trying to figure out if this is a brilliant idea or the stupidest idea you ever heard of. Okay. Does seem hard to meet a lady that way. Let's take what you raised, Tommy, the issues. Valid concern.
All right.
But even on the other side.
What's the other side?
The women that would be texting you.
Yeah.
In theory.
Like, and they're legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know anything about you.
At all.
Because we don't know his age. We don't know what he looks like. All the only interest we assume are his politics.
Yeah.
This woman wouldn't have any of it. Kimmy, you would think women would have to be more careful about meeting a stranger than a man would.
Oh, yeah. Just in general, you're saying?
Yeah. For example, if a woman were to do exactly what we're describing,
yep.
She would probably get 50 texts a day just to see what she looks like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance, Kimmy, there is a woman that will even text this number?
Yes, but not without like 5 backup plans ready to go. Or like she would text from somebody else's phone,
okay.
or make an anonymous in some way where she feels like maybe she's protecting herself, taking some safety precautions.
But isn't having to do that.
Or trying to find them on social media first.
But hold on. You could just pull in and go into this joint.
Well,
it's business.
You're right.
And not even say anything. Just look around like you're a cusser if it's that kind of a business.
Yeah, you could.
And just get a vibe and leave.
Okay. And look, man, I love you.
We got to
find a new word than vibe. I can't take you serious because I hear Breezy
I'm vibing right. I'm vibing right now.
Stop saying vibe, man.
It's a vibe, man.
You're not 17. Stop saying vibe.
I'm feeling my V.
I'm going to guess women are going to do a little, or at least try to do a little research first.
You're going to go missing.
Yeah. No, but that's just it. If you have to do the research, isn't that reason number one why this is a bad idea in the first
place?
Yeah,
but women always have to be in a defense.
I agree. But like,
you don't think she's doing that no matter how you're meeting somebody?
That's what I mean. Like, you almost, that's how you operate.
But like, with all those other things, like a blind date, a friend is vouching and they can give you a description. With a dating app, I can at least see a picture of you and find you on social media. Kimmy, this is to name and a number on a whiteboard.
Yeah, but you're at least looking up the name.
But you don't even have his last name.
Oh, there's no
last
name.
No, it's a first name.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Yeah, I had a good friend of mine that met his wife through a personal ad she put in the newspaper.
Okay, so Dave, I got to pause because there are kids listening under 30 that don't know what you just said.
The personals.
Okay, so a personal ad was a little ad you can buy in a certain section of the paper back in the day. What was it, like 10, 15 bucks?
Yeah, yeah.
And
if you like pina coladas.
Things like age, height, hair color, eye color, what you're interested
in. It was an ad, basically.
Exactly. So, Dave, go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy.
But, that's what she did. She put the ad in the paper. He answered it. They ended up meeting and being married for, like, 25 years.
Well, and like we said, I guess it would be more likely for a guy to reach out in that case, I think, than a woman.
But, okay, but even Dave, I think, now I get what you're saying. It's a similar situation.
Mm.
But even this is different because... as funny as it is to look back on the personals now, that was a way people met people.
Yeah.
Right?
Outside of the bar scene, that was the only other way.
Yeah, like Dave, there's no website right now called lookatsignfordate.com. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get it, but it's kind of, you're advertising yourself similar in a similar way to me as the way this guy is. You know what I mean?
I get you.
You're putting it out there.
All right, here's my concern, because this guy owns this business. He's got the space to put out there. If he were handsome... he'd have put his face on the sign.
If
he was handsome, we wouldn't need the sign.
No, not necessarily. There are handsome guys that just can't meet the right woman.
Bro.
You know.
Bro. Handsome guys don't put up signs.
Okay, Dave, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Guys. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell the rug shop. Handsome guys
don't. You know
don't
what I mean?
Sign.
Your face sells itself.
No, I mean, there are some guys that are looking for a different type of woman. A woman who loves signs.
I would also assume it's an older dude just based on the whole idea of it.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's over 40 minimum.
Because he wants to talk on the phone.
Well, it did say text on the sign. It said text.
And here's what I'm afraid of. And I don't know this guy, but I'm assuming he doesn't have a lot of friends.
Well.
Now, the reason I say that is, because your buddies would have talked you out of this.
Yeah, he's right. Okay. No, he's absolutely right. If they didn't talk you out of it, they'd be killing you the whole
time. Right,
yeah. Getting you texted? His buddies would be texting
you. Oh, yeah. He would never get anything but buddies bombing him on that text line.
There would be a buddy that would go so far as to sext you for hours, knowing that you were touching yourself, and then the next day be like, hey, how was it last night? That makes you kind of gay. Did you know you were kind of gay?
Right.
I'm wondering, would it be, because you said this is outside of his business.
Yes.
We don't know how many employees, if any, he has. But would you feel the obligation as a coworker to be like, I don't know if we should do this.
Well, he owns it, so that's my boss, so I ain't saying a word.
Yeah, you encourage him. You go get him. Yeah, you should, buddy. Yes, sir, boss. Yeah, you got to kiss his ass.
If I'm someone that works there, I'm texting him, actually being nice to him, pretend to be somebody else, so he's in a good mood the next day.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, there's so many ways this goes wrong.
Yeah, there's no way it works out.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, a guy named Ryan shot us an Instagram DM last night. It's a picture. We're being vague because, look, I don't want to hurt anybody, right? No. But it is a business in a town on the west side. And on the front lawn of this business, a sign exists that reads, quote, owner seeking conservative female friend for friendship. It then says text, and then it's got his phone number, and his name is underneath. And we're trying to figure out if this is a brilliant idea or a stupid idea. And here's the thing. As much as we've been kicking it back and forth, I don't think we've reached a conclusion.
No.
Right? This guy must have exhausted all other options.
I hope.
He's definitely putting himself out there.
Yeah.
Yes
yeah.
and no. Because like you said, he doesn't give a lot about himself.
Okay, but here's the thing.
But I know right where you're at. It's your joint.
Yeah.
You're not totally invisible here.
Mm. All right, let's go to the Facebook messages. Right. We got a bunch coming in. We always say men call women right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lisa writes us on Facebook, needing a sign to meet someone is the only red flag I need to know this is not a man I would ever want to talk to. Mm. Thoughts?
I mean, chicks are in tune with this stuff more than we are.
Oh,
they
I agree.
They sense things quickly. They have to assess a room quickly.
Man, if women sense things quickly, how do you account for your second marriage going for years?
I don't know.
Like your forehead was a sign. Like no, like literally, you could have fit multiple signs on his forehead. I mean, I think she. I mean, she does make a point.
He looks desperate. I think to a woman, it looks desperate.
Desperate best case scenario. Dangerous worst case scenario.
Oh yes.
I could also see, because if you know somebody who's dated for a long time, tried it, so many different ways of meeting people, and they see something like this and they think, why not, right? It hasn't worked for me on the apps. It hasn't worked for me getting set up by friends. Like, maybe some people are just like, I kind of like the mystery to it. Let's try.
Okay.
And
does that make this guy romantic?
Well, he's trying to sound romantic with that. How do you put it? Friendship?
I'll give you the quote again. I'm sorry, because I wrote it down to make sure I didn't get it wrong.
But it was no, like, relationship. It was more like friends, right?
Owner seeking conservative female friend for friendship, text, phone number, and then his name.
Yeah, that whole friendship thing is a flag.
Why? Well, what's he going to write? Looking for chick to give me a boner?
No, but that's what you're looking
Wanna
for.
Want to play hide and go seek on the front lawn of my business?
But no guy my age is looking for just friendship.
Okay, that may also be a red flag, though, because he's already 1 foot out the door. He's like, we're just friends.
Oh,
like,
I didn't think it turns out. No, she's right.
If you show up and he's not interested, he could say, well, I was just looking for a friendship. If you show up and he's automatically interested, now it's, okay, but something could be here.
This is why they're taking over the world, bro, because she's right.
No,
because, like, you and I think with Bonerhead.
One of the worst 90s grunge bands.
Bonerhead. No, but you know
that's
what I'm
grunge.
But she's
ladies
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the peppiest grunge lead band ever. Bonerhead!
No, but she's right, because, like, I didn't even think that way, but that's how women perceive these things. Like, he's already not committed.
No, yeah. He already has an excuse lined up to not commit.
I think this is a man who's trying to walk softly, Kimmy, because, you were on the phone. I had said, if he wrote, looking for a woman to bone, he's not getting any response.
Obviously, it was that open, that would be ridiculous.
Maybe he didn't have enough words for the sign to write relationship on.
Well, you spent too much on conservative.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jackie. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Good. I think you guys might be going in the complete wrong direction.
Oh, please go.
Did you ever think someone else put the sign in his yard?
And he left it there?
Maybe he doesn't know it's there yet.
It's his business.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I own my...
in every day.
In Jackie's defense, now again, this is why you just said women are taking over the world because they think differently. Can I tell you a story?
I love a good story.
I remember when I was a kid, I was like 6, 7, 8 years old. We went on vacation for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And we came home, and in our front lawn were 3 for sale signs that all the neighbors put up in my dad's front lawn.
No.
He thought it was a joke. I think they were actually trying to get us out of the neighborhood. That really did happen. They put the for sale sign up as a joke. So Jackie might be right.
Okay.
Maybe this guy's like on vacation or something, or they put it up overnight, and it's a big old practical
all
joke.
All right, it could have been a gag.
All right, Jackie, let me ask you.
Yes.
Let's say this is not a joke. Are you single?
No.
Okay, so let's say you are. Single Jackie out on the town looking to get those legs all wrapped around something.
Jesus.
Well, no, I mean, she's out on the
town. I didn't know she moved that far.
I said she was out on the town.
All right.
Jackie.
Yeah.
As a single woman, if you drove by and saw this, would you text that number?
I'd have to see him first.
Okay, so no is the answer.
Well, he may not. Politics might not line up, something like that.
No, I mean, even taking the politics out of it, just the number on the sign is not enough for you.
She needs more info.
Yeah, that's not enough.
All right. Well, Jackie, thank you.
You should put a picture on the sign.
Again, if he was handsome, I don't think...
He'd have to.
Jackie, thanks for the call.
Yeah, it sounds like he's selling a lawnmower. Yeah, very vague.
Not far off. Paul writes us on Instagram. Paul says, the guy could be crippling insecure or have trouble with meeting people. I kind of feel bad for him. No, I mean, that's why.
Insecure. Okay, I understand. A little socially awkward, maybe.
But here's the thing. Every man is insecure when it comes to this.
I would think this would be an overwhelming way to do it, then.
But I would think at that age, and you're a business owner, you have a little bit more confidence than a young guy. You know what I mean? You've been around a little bit. You probably have a little history, some life experience. I'm guessing this is an older cat, closer to my age.
Sure.
You know.
Okay, but you know how we always say just because you're smart doesn't mean you're rich?
Yeah, I understand.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're smart.
Mm.
Just because you are confident in areas of business or friendship.
You may like it with the ladies.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, there are just some things that are hard to do. We don't know this guy's background. We don't know what he's been through before. Maybe he had his heart destroyed.
He could get back
out there again. This could be an example of someone that lost a partner. That's looking to get back out there again.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities are endless.
He also put up a sign that narrows the field, which is not smart.
You're a conservative woman?
Right. But like you narrowed the field.
He's looking for a certain type of lady, Tom.
Right. But like you may have some fun with the ones you don't completely agree with.
I don't know if that exists anymore today.
I don't know.
I think you're right. I think sometimes it's one of the first questions you ask somebody when you're meeting them.
Really?
I don't think it was a thought, like, you know,
but that would even
10,
like
20 years ago.
Yeah, that wouldn't cross my mind if I'm looking for a girlfriend.
I get that when you were coming up, that was a thing that could happen. You could have, you know, a couple that had opposite political opinions. I mean, things are so hot right now. Yeah. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, but I could bang around that. Sites.
We're not banging. He put up a sign. He's not looking for a one-night
stand.
Not
banging, but like I could...
The only stand is holding the sign.
I could feel you up.
Okay.
And that could be completely with your beliefs.
That does not sound conservative to me, my friend.
No, it sounds like I'm a conservative, but I'm open-minded.
Yeah?
I'm a Trumper, but I like that dumper. I'm just saying.
Go home. Go home right now. No. Do not go
into
the
impression.
She thinks
she's a big shot.
Shut up.
She's bringing on World War III.
Go home.
You don't have the cards, honey. Back up that dumper.
We will end on this Facebook message from Dave. Dave writes, why are you making fun of a guy who's just taking a chance on love? You're being dicks. Some people are better with words than in person. Okay, I don't think we're being dicks here.
No.
We've looked at this from every angle.
I think we're cutting this guy some slack
exactly,
here.
Exactly, yes.
We're just having some fun, too. Come on, man.
And here's the thing, Dave. If he were actually good with words, maybe buy a bigger sign.
Yeah, right? You go. Yes.
A little more info on there.
Fit more words on there.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Kimmy, you're right. This is a wonderful story. And you can't help but be happy for the guy.
You know, whenever you see people in these stories, like I always find myself rooting for them, no matter what situation they're in.
But it's easy for you to root for this guy because the flag that he flies is one that you subscribe to.
Yeah, but I tried to put him on another team, too, and I think I could still root for him personally.
No, but when you cheer for the Evil Empire, it's easy to also do that.
Who's the Evil Empire?
The Evil Empire, they might be the most hated team in professional American sports.
Right, so when, now.
Yes, when Kimmy says, this is a guy you have to cheer for, not so fast. Buddy.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So spring training has come to an end. There are a couple of remarkable stories. There is a Houston Astro who at 20-something years old, despite only playing 32 minor league games, made the roster.
Wow.
Never happens. There's a pitcher, and I forget the team, who is going to make the team without a minor league pitch.
Oh.
But the most remarkable story that came out yesterday.
Who's that?
Story of 29-year-old J.C., is it Ascara?
Sure.
Okay. He has been playing minor league ball for years.
Mm.
He's 29 years old.
Damn, he's banging around a long time. Let a bus ride.
Yep, and he's never taken a pitch in the majors. And for folks who don't know, minor league ball players make like no money.
Yeah, it's hand to mouth.
It gets even worse when you're outside a major league system playing what they call independent ball,
yeah,
which are these teams that exist in these small towns just for people to go watch baseball. Mm-hmm. He had to play independent ball for several years along the way while he was trying to make a career.
Yeah.
And while doing this, he had to work part-time as an Uber driver.
I was going to say, you got to have a regular job.
And he worked as a substitute teacher in these towns.
Damn.
So this guy loves baseball.
He hustles.
He never quit.
Wow.
And yesterday, after doing this for over a decade, he found out he has made the Yankees opening day roster.
Wait, the Yankees?
Yeah. The Yankees opening day roster.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, the Yankees, they got some injury problems.
Evidently, man.
So, Kimmy, you saw this story?
I go, coolest substitute teacher ever.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, when I see a story like that, especially when you're a little bit older, like you're probably getting to that point in your career where you're like, can I still keep doing this? How much longer can I go on? And you put the time in and it actually paid off. I feel like you got to root for that guy.
And he's playing for the most storied franchise.
And he made, yeah, you. I mean, you're going to be putting on an internationally known logo.
Nope.
You think of when you think of the New York Yankees outside of this country, outside of a military uniform, it is the most recognizable thing you could wear as an American.
Sure,
would be the New York Yankees.
Look, I agree with everything you're saying, but let's talk about inside this country.
Right?
Can you name me a more despised franchise of the four major sports, historically, than the New York Yankees?
No, yeah. I mean, they win it all, so yeah.
Well, did win.
Did. Well, I mean, they
won it all.
Yes.
Okay. For that sole reason.
You don't like this guy.
I already hate him. Hmm. Look, I'm happy
for
him.
But you're not even, like,
I'm not
an extreme baseball fan one way or the other.
You're like, so, I don't have an opinion of the Yankees.
Like, it's not like he's pining
really.
For the Patriots.
I mean, I make fun of their fans when they get a little over the top with the chains.
You grew up with Yankees fans. You have a Yankees affinity. Mick, the Mick. Nobody did it like Mickey Mantle.
Well, so do you. I mean, you grew up in New York State.
I've always hated the Yankees. I've always hated the Yankees. They represent everything that is bad about professional sports.
What, winning? Determination?
What, just buying everything?
Proud franchise?
Just buying everything? Oh, I want to win something.
Punch it out your manager?
Oh.
Dying, sliding into your home drunk?
You didn't even do the joke right.
They've crashed multiple private aircraft. That's a team, man.
Look, man, any other team, with maybe the exception of the Red Sox, because there's also that hatred the other way.
Well, again, yeah.
Any other team, I agree with Kimmy's take. But the fact that he will be
this
in pinstripes.
This is the one team,
yes,
you think.
Yes, pinstripes
like
on opening day. Plenty of people will be able to not cheer for this guy.
Right.
But this is a Yankee town.
No, it's more,
come on,
it's
man.
More
I know
split
so
than you think.
You think?
On the east
know.
Side especially? For it's, some reason, there's a ton of Red Sox fans.
Yes,
on the
there
east
are
side.
Sox, but it's either Yankees or Sox. That's it.
No, I mean, there's a Cleveland contingent.
I'm a Blue Jay fan.
I am a Blue Jays fan.
I think the Blue Jays.
There's a Cleveland contingent.
I am the Miami Dolphins of baseball fan.
I don't know why this face you're making is making me so uncomfortable.
Are you a Blue Jays fan? I love them. They play a foreign country.
They're the closest geographically to Rochester.
Okay, now, nerd boy.
Technically.
They're closest, you know, geographically.
Okay, if I want to see a Yankees game, I got to get on a plane or drive 6 hours and then spend $110.
But you're in Manhattan.
To sit in the outfield. Yeah,
you're in the epicenter of the universe.
My entire childhood, if I wanted to see a Jays game after they won the World Series, I could go spend $5, sit in the outfield, and I was there in 2 hours,
right,
2.5 hours.
Get what you pay for.
I have a lot of childhood fond memories of being in the Sky Dome with my dad, taking those Gates bus trips up with a bunch of Yankees fans. Gina, you're gonna gabagool falling out of his mouth. No, I'm sorry. There are just some teams that no matter. Oh, let me ask you a question.
I can't think of another team, though, that you hate that much.
Let's make this more personal.
All right.
All right. Again, 252 WCMF. We're talking about 29-year-old J.C. Ascara. He's been playing minor league baseball his entire career. He's had to play in the independent leagues while doing so to help make ends meet for his family. He worked as an Uber driver. He worked as a part-time substitute teacher, all while playing baseball.
Yeah.
He found out, shockingly, yesterday, as spring training closed, he has made the opening day roster for the New York Yankees. And Kimmy's take is, no matter what happens, you have to cheer for this
but
guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say, with the NFL draft not too far away.
Sure.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
In the seventh round, take a wide receiver. He was living out of his car in all of college, paid his whole way all the way through, overlooked. His mother has been battling cancer.
Yeah,
he's only got
overall
one testicle.
Yep.
Overall, crazy story.
And he becomes one of their three starting receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an amazing season.
Yeah.
You cheering for that guy?
I think I'm still cheering for
him. Why? You!
Like, here, because here's the thing.
Yeah!
I would still, if you put him on any team, like, it's still a great story. Like, I can still admit that it's a great story.
I agree. This is a great story. I'm not cheering for him. Just like Kansas City Chief, one testicle, mom's going through some stuff, lived in his car guy. Great story. I ain't cheering for the kid. That's what sports is. I am allowed to irrationally not like someone.
Okay. No, I mean, is your right. It is your right.
There's no reason I shouldn't like Patrick Mahomes as a person. I hate the man.
Patrick Mahomes, I just don't like him, no matter what he's doing.
That guy's an underdog story.
Well, there have been guys who have beat cancer, and they come back and they play. I always like look at those guys like in amazement, no matter who they're playing for.
He didn't
for.
Beat it in the right team.
Again, you can respect the story and hate the athlete.
I don't care about your West
Coast
cancer.
I don't think I can hate the athlete.
Okay. That makes you not a real fan.
I got to check this kid out now. What position?
Great question.
Oh.
He'll probably just play in the Frontier League.
We don't know where he's going to be at yet, really.
And here's the thing, too. Like, the story is amazing, right? But I think there's a lot of people from outside the sports world that saw this story and are anticipating something. Like, he's made the opening day roster.
Yeah.
Unbelievably great. But there's no guarantee that he can hit at the major league level.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right? He could be out quickly.
2 weeks. He could be back down in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Or where are the Yankees playing now?
I have no idea anymore.
Let's go with that.
All right.
But yeah, I mean... And again, you can never take away that he got those major league at-bats. Like, that is an accomplishment that he worked his whole life for that's amazing. But it doesn't mean, like, come October, we'll be seeing him batting fifth.
So let's say you don't know this guy at all.
Yeah.
All right. And you get invited out to this guy's house. You don't know nothing about him. Your wife drags you to some event.
Sure.
And you find out he played half a season for the Yankees.
Okay.
You wouldn't be impressed by that?
Oh,
like,
no,
if he
no.
had, like, all his Yankee stuff up that he got, like, his pitchers with the team. And let's say he played 5 games for the Yanks.
Okay, let me be clear. I would be impressed by that. Once the uniform comes off, I'm back with you.
Would you have the balls while standing in his den to tell him about your true feelings about the New York Yankees?
Oh, yeah. If he asked me about it.
No.
Bad about baseball.
I'm not going to volunteer that information because I'm in another man's home. But if he asked me about it, yeah, I would be honest.
But you wouldn't say anything, even if he started pushing your buttons?
That's just, well, what's pushing my buttons?
Greatest team of all time, man. You know, once you're a Yankee for life.
No, I mean, but again.
I consider myself like one of Steinbrenner's
then
kids.
Then he starts singing Sinatra.
Start spreading the news. It's even sucks because Sinatra's been scamming everybody just talking to her music the whole time. No. Again, I can separate the human being from the athlete when they're not playing. Like Ryan Callahan, for example, right?
Yeah.
You know, Rochester kid, played in the NHL. I like Ryan Callahan. Yeah. I like Ryan Callahan a lot. When I see Ryan Callahan, when I see
excuse me, sir. I was such a big fan of you when you played.
No, I wasn't. I was not a big fan. I hated Ryan Callahan.
Why?
Well, because he played for the Rangers and the Lightning, and there were a couple of games where, like, it was at the expense
of my saber. I must have missed when you told him how much you hated him then.
I would tell. I'll tell him.
Why did you hate that he played for Tampa?
Well, not Tampa.
I mean, I just don't like Tampa.
No,
but
I have. There are a couple of memories where it was not good for the Sabres at his expense.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying?
All right.
We'll take one call. All right. We'll take one call because we cannot agree in the room.
Big Yankee fan calling him, sure.
252 WSM. Well, Andrew, I'm assuming, is a big Yankee fan.
Every Andrew is a Yankee fan.
The guy's a catcher.
Oh, okay.
So, big time job. So, he won't be an everyday bat then, will he? Man, now we're getting too deep here. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you, brother?
How's it going, bro?
Good.
I've just got to say, not the Dallas Cowboys as hated as the Yankees.
Oh, okay. That's a good one up there. That's a good one.
Long time, 30-plus years since the Super Bowl, but got to say, big franchise, worldwide, totally hated. But I do love this story, though, about this Yankees. I do, even though I'm not a Yankees fan. I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, wait,
which is even sadder when you're a Mets fan.
When you're a Mets.
You suck every day. All the way to L.A. No, I never got – we had a guy here that was a big Mets fan.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of Mets fans.
Why?
They're the Bills fans of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because they might have been the only team on Time Warner cable that you could watch.
It was either
it was either that or Leave It to Beaver.
Well, no, you had SNY, you had the Cubs on WGN, and then you had the Superstation Atlanta Braves.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So you definitely had it, right? But last year was a good year for the Mets, though.
Soto's there, buddy. Like, turns around this year, bud. Here it comes.
All right.
Paul, thanks for the call, man.
I'm just thinking like Cowboys hate it.
Okay.
Hate it.
No, you're not wrong. Thanks for the call, bud. Look, I don't disagree with the Cowboys, but the Cowboys have been such a joke, and their owner is such a character.
Yeah.
I think that hate has started to become...
fade away, maybe.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them... You can't laugh at the Yankees because they were in the World Series last year. You can hate them.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Yeah, I mean, Dallas really isn't a threat.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Sick Dak Prescott on me?